由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are glad you joined us today.
我们很开心你收听今天的天路导向节目。
In our last broadcast, I promised to tell you several very special things about Hannah's prayer.
在上一次节目当中，我答应过要和你去分享 Hannah 祷告的几个特点。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果今日是你第一次收听我们《天路导向》的节目的话，
We are in the middle of a series about ordinary people who have prayed extraordinary prayers.
我们现在正在分享平凡人非凡的祷告这个主题。
And we are looking at a story from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 to 28.
我们在这几次的节目当中，我们都会读《撒母耳记上》第一章第一到二十八节的圣经经文。
The first thing I want to tell you about Hannah's prayer is this.
有关 Hannah 的祷告，我想和你第一样分享的是，
While countless women before Hannah prayed to the Lord,
虽然在 Hannah 以前有千千万万的妇女曾经向神祈祷，
Hannah's prayer is the first recorded incident in the Bible of a woman who prayed publicly.
但是 Hannah 的祷告却是圣经当中第一次记载妇女的公开祷告。
I think we would be astonished if we had the records of godly women who prayed both before and after Hannah.
如果我们将 Hannah 之前和之后所有敬畏神的妇女所作过的祈祷都一一记录下来，我们就会发现这件事简直令人叹为观止。
We would be amazed at the incredible things God has done in response to godly women's prayer.
因为我们会看到神奇妙的作为是去回应妇女的祷告。
I am here today as a direct result of a godly woman's prayer.
我今天能够在这里和大家分享这个信息，其实也都因为一位敬畏神的妇女的祷告。
My mother was truly a prayer warrior.
我妈妈就是一位祷告的勇士。
She spent hours before God in prayer.
她每次祷告都会用几个钟头。
She interceded for countless people.
她曾经为过无数人去代祷。
And throughout history, great things have happened as a direct result of godly women's prayer.
自古以来，敬畏神的妇女所作过的祷告，都曾经为这个历史带来非常大的功效。
I want to give you just some examples.
我想向你举一个例子。
If it were not for Monica who prayed for her son for years,
如果没有莫妮卡一直是为她儿子恒切祷告的话，
We would never have heard of St. Augustine.
我们就永远都不会认识圣奥古斯丁一个人。
Monica prayed against her son's wayward ways for years.
莫妮卡曾经为她儿子奥古斯丁叛逆的行为不住的几年这样祷告。
Now we know him as St. Augustine, whose work and writings have influenced the world for many centuries.
而奥古斯丁亦因为母亲的祷告而改变，他的事工和著作在历世历代都影响着全世界。
If it was not for Susanna Wesley,praying for hours for each one of her 19 children.
如果不是惠斯里苏珊娜为她19个儿子一一这样行切祷告的话，
The world would never have heard of John and Charles Wesley or the Methodist revival of the 1700s.
我们就不会认识约翰卫斯理和查理士卫斯理，以及在18世纪时代的循道卫理运动所带来的灵性大复兴。
I have barely scratched the surface of examples of the power of godly women's prayer.
敬畏神的妇女的祷告是带有莫大的能力的，但是我正话所提的两个例子只不过是冰山一角。
I was thinking about how many men have been carried on the shoulders of women's prayer.
我亦都一直喺度谂紧，妇女嘅祷告系承托咗好多男人嘅生命。
Then I thought of a story I heard many years ago.
我突然间谂起喺多年前我听过一个故事。
Before the surrender of Winesburg, the women of that besieged city asked their captors.
在曼斯堡沦陷之前，城里面的妇女向占领他们城市的敌人去求情。
If they would let them at least carry their most precious possessions with them as they left the city.
他们向敌人求情说，求他们给这些妇女可以带他们最心爱的东西离开。
Permission was granted by their captors.
占领者就应承了他们的请求。
But can you imagine the astonishment of the victors?
但是你想不想到究竟这些占领者是多惊讶呢？
When they saw the good women of Winesburg showing as much shrewdness as they were loving?
因为他们竟然见到曼斯堡的妇女不仅是非常聪明，他们更加充满着爱。
Plodding through the gates of the city, carrying their husbands and their sons and their brothers on their shoulders.
原来他们最宝贵、最爱的东西，原来就是他们的丈夫、儿子和他们的兄弟。他将他们全部背在肩头上面，缓缓地走出城门。
I thought of how, in many ways, many godly women are carrying their husbands and children on shoulders of prayer.
我就想起有很多敬畏神的妇女用很多的方法藉着祷告去托住他们的丈夫和儿女。
Hannah's prayer at Shiloh is an indication that even in the Old Testament women had the right to pray in the sanctuary.
Hannah 在示罗的祷告正好说明了，就算在旧约时代，妇女都是可以在圣殿祷告的。
You will hear more about this in our next broadcast.
我们会在下一次节目当中分享更多这方面的事。
But the second thing I want to tell you about Hannah's prayer is this.
但是第二件有关 Hannah 的事，我是想跟你分享的就是这样。
Hannah's prayer was very powerful, but it was unspoken.
这件事就是说 Hannah 她的祷告是非常有力量，但是一个非常有力量的祷告却是无声的。
Not a word was uttered out of her mouth.
她的口当中没有讲出一个字。
Her vow is recorded.
但是她所许的愿却是被记录下来。
Her song of praise was recorded.
她的赞美诗亦都被记录下来。
And we will see this in the next broadcast.
我们会在下一次节目当中再分享有关这方面的事。
But her prayers were not recorded.
但是 Hannah 的祷告却没有被圣经所记录。
It was an unspoken prayer.
因为那个是一个无声的祷告。
Words were not uttered out of her mouth.
她的口当中没有讲过一句话。
No eloquent expressions were spoken.
他没有花言巧语。
No string of powerful words were put together.
他并非振振有词。
No.
不是的，他完全没有。
The Bible said that only Hannah's lips were moving, but no words were heard.
圣经说 Hannah 只是动过他的嘴唇，但是没有发出声音。
So much so that Eli the priest thought that she was drunk.
所以以利祭司以利就认为她是喝醉酒。
How easily we misjudge people.
我哋真系非常容易去错误咁样去批判、去判断其他人嘅行为。
Do you know why it is so easy to misjudge people?
你知唔知点解我哋咁容易去错误去判断人呢？
Because we do not consider the pain that others may be carrying.
因为我哋唔去体谅其他人嘅痛苦。
Because we do not consider the burdens that they may be under.
因为我哋唔去考虑其他人嘅重担。
We often judge people with the measures that we keep at home.
我哋成日会用自己嘅标准去衡量身边嘅人。
But the third thing that I want to tell you about Hannah's prayer is this.
但系我今日想同你分享有关哈拿祷告嘅第三件事就系。
Hannah was not trying to draw people's attention to herself.
Hannah 唔系要其他人去注意佢。
Hannah was not trying to draw on people's sympathy with her prayer.
Hannah 唔系要用祷告去博取以利或者其他人嘅同情。
Why?
点解呢？
Because Hannah knew that the only one who could answer her prayer.
因为 Hannah 知道。只有一位神能够去应允佢嘅祷告。
The only one who could meet her desperate need,
就系嗰一位能够去供应佢迫切嘅需要。
The only one who could touch her body,
就系嗰一位能够触摸佢嘅身体。
The only one who could open her womb,
就系嗰一位能够使佢怀孕嘅。
She knew that he is the very one.Who does not have to hear spoken words?
佢就系知道嗰一位就系听得到无声嘅祷告。
He is the very God who can sense the agony of the spirit.
嗰一位永远嘅神就系能够感受人痛苦、灵魂痛苦嘅神。
He is the very God who hears the unsaid words.
嗰一位就系能够听见无言嘅祷告嘅神。
He is the very God who can gauge the depth of the soul's despair.
嗰一位就系能够量度心灵忧伤有几深嘅神。
In Hannah's case, prayer was the soul's sincere desire.Whether it was uttered or unexpressed.
在 Hannah 的经历跟我们讲明了无论有声或者无声的祷告祷告都是灵魂最诚恳的渴求。
Now that I've told you three things about Hannah's prayer,
我已经跟你分享过有关 Hannah 祷告的三件事。
I have five things to tell you about this passage.
但是有关这段经文我有五样嘢想同你分享。
These five things from this text are applicable to any situation in life.
有关这段经文的五件事我相信它都可以在人生的各种处境当中去应用。
It doesn't matter what situation you're going through, these words of the Lord are applicable to you.
无论你今日遇见乜嘢嘅境况，我相信神嘅话都系对你有用嘅。
They are applicable to everyone.
依个神嘅话系对每一个人都有用嘅。
First,
第一样我要同你分享嘅系
，The only place to go in the hour of desperation is the throne of grace.
当我们面对孤单绝望的时候我们唯一个要去的地方就是神的施恩宝座面前。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul said.
请听使徒圣保罗这么说。
Let your moderation be known to men and your needs be known to God.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心将你们所要的告诉神。
What do people often do?
人通常会怎样做呢?
They reverse the formula.
他们完全是反转的。
They would tell everyone who would listen to them their needs and problems.
他们会将自己的困难和需要讲给所有肯听他们讲话的人听。
And then they show their moderation toward God.
然后呢，就会向神表示谦虚。
They claim that God has many bigger things to worry about than the small things in their lives.
他们说神有更大的事要帮忙，而不会理他们生命当中的小事。
Many of you reverse God's formula.
很多人好像你们这样，就是跟保罗的教导刚刚相反。
But Hannah went to the only one who could help her.
但是 Hannah 就是不同的，她去找唯一可以帮助她的那一位神。
Hannah went to the only one who could hear the cry of her heart.
Hannah 就是去找唯一听得见她内心痛哭的那一位神。
There is something else about this text.
这段经文的另一个重点就是
It's about Elkanah.
个重点是关于以利加拿的。
Poor Elkanah, like most husbands, he tried to help, but he made things worse.
可怜的以利加拿就好像大多数丈夫一样，他好想帮忙，但是却越帮越忙。
Let's look at verse 8.
请看圣经第八节。
Why is your heart sad? He said, Am I not more to you than 10 sons?
他就问 Hannah 说，你为何心里愁闷呢？有我不比有十个儿子更好吗？
Now husbands, let me give you some advice.
各位作为丈夫的听众朋友，让我和你们分享一个忠告。
When your wife is down and hurting, the last thing she wants is for you to tell her how good you have been to her.
当你的妻子感到忧伤的时候，她最不想听到的就是说你对她有几好。
When she is burdened with something, do not use male logic.
当她遇见困难重担的时候，请你不要用你的男性思维逻辑。
Just pray with her.
请你单单和她去祷告。
Secondly,
第二样我哋要分享嘅事系
，God uses our brokenness not only to bless us but to bless others.
神要利用我哋嘅伤痛，佢唔单止要使我哋蒙福，佢更加要让我哋成为别人嘅祝福。
He uses our brokenness to bless the world, maybe even for generations to come.
有时我们的苦楚，神会利用它去祝福这一个世界，甚至是使后代蒙福。
When we find ourselves in a tough time in life,
当我们在生命见到有艰难的时候，
we often want them to be over quickly.
我们很想它快快过去。
But the truth is this.
但是事实上究竟是怎样呢？
You grow more in your walk with the Lord during your times of brokenness than in the times when the sun is shining.
个事实就是，当我们忧伤的时候同神去同行，我们的成长往往是比一帆风顺的时候更加多。
You know the Lord more deeply and more clearly in the times when you are in the valley than when you are on the mountaintop.
当我们在人生的幽谷当中，我们会认识神更多更深，是比在高峰上面我们认识祂更多更深。
But your valley experience ministers to people far more than your mountaintop experience.
我们在幽谷当中的经验，往往比起我们在高峰当中的经验，更加能够使到身边的人得到造就。
How?
怎样去实践这一样嘢呢？
Pray to the Lord and he will use your experience in the valley to bless others.
只要我们向神去祷告，他就会使用我们在人生低谷当中的经验去造就别人。
Thirdly,
我们要在这段经文分享的第三件事，
It is absolutely right to make a vow to the Lord.
就是说我们向神许愿是绝对可以的。
A lot of people are confused about making a vow to the Lord.
很多人觉得 向神许愿是好似好混乱、好混淆咁样。
Should you make a vow to the Lord?
究竟我哋系咪可以去许愿呢
？Yes, you can.
当然可以啦。
It is absolutely right to make a vow to the Lord, and there's nothing wrong with it.
我哋绝对系可以向神去许愿，呢件事系完全唔系有问题噶。
But there are two provisions for this.
但系要向神许愿，我哋有两个先决条件。
My listening friends, listen very carefully. This is important.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心去听，这件事是非常重要的。
You must be absolutely sure of these two things.
你必须完全搞清楚向神立愿的这两个条件。
Number one.
第一个条件就是
Make sure that you make a vow that you can keep.
你向神所许下的诺言必须是你能够做得到的。
Don't make a promise to God that is so big that you try to change the conditions afterward.
请你不要向神夸下海口，但是之后却要修改你的立愿。
Make a vow that you can keep.
请你去许一个你可以还的愿。
Number two.
第二个立愿的条件就是
Always keep your vows.
请你时常去信守你的诺言。
Perhaps you have heard about false repentance such as those made during times of great crisis.
可能你听过一些假意悔改的事，就好像有些人当他面对人生的重大危机的时候，他就向神表示愿意悔改。
But after deliverance from the crisis, the person forgets his vows.
但是当这个危机过去了之后，他就忘记了自己的诺言。
Forgets his promise to live godly life and reverts to his wicked ways.
他忘记了自己曾经要敬畏神，不再过罪恶的生活。
Please listen carefully.
请你留心去听这句话。
Those types of vows have worse consequences than if you never made the vow to begin with.
如果你许咗一啲你唔能够还嘅诺言，咁你比起未许过愿嘅话，会带嚟更加严重嘅后果。
Well, you might ask, well, you know, doesn't God understand this?
你可能会问，难道神唔明白呢啲事咩
？Yes, He does.
神当然明白啦。
But he does not forget.
但是神绝对不会忘记。
You forget, others forget, but God does not forget.
你会忘记你所许的愿，其他人会忘记，但是神一定不会忘记。
God does not like to be mocked.
神不喜欢人去轻蔑他，去愚弄他。
And that is why I'm pleading with you, be sure that it is a vow that you can keep, and be sure to keep your vow.
因此我在这里恳请各位听众朋友，请你一定要许一个你可以还的愿，并且要务必信守你对神的诺言。
Do you know what Hannah's vow was?
你知不知道 Hannah 许过什么愿呢？
She vowed to give her son to the Lord.
她许的愿就是愿意将儿子终身归于耶和华。
And Hannah kept her vow to the Lord.
而且 Hannah 去谨守她对神的承诺。
The first thing I want to tell you about this passage is this.
第四样我想同你分享有关呢段经文嘅事。
Parents must not only believe but practice the fact that their children are a gift from the Lord.
为人父母嘅唔单止要相信神赐俾你嘅儿女系神赐俾你嘅礼物，并且要喺生活当中去落实呢一个信念。
We believe it with our heads.
好多时候我哋单单喺头脑方面相信。
But to practice it is a whole different story.
但系实践起嚟却系风马牛不相及。
You need to know that your children are the Lord's children, not your children.
请你知道你嘅孩子其实系神嘅孩子，而唔系属于你嘅。
God entrusted you with them.
神只是将你的孩子去托付给你。
You need to teach this to your children daily.
你每日都应该咁样去教导你嘅子女。
You need to prepare them for service.
请你好好去栽培佢哋去服侍神。
You need to teach them that whatever God calls them to do in life, they do it for God's glory.
请你去教导佢哋，无论神去呼召佢哋做乜嘢，佢哋都要以此去荣耀神。
And God will use them.
而神就会去使用佢哋。
If you tell your children that God wants them to grow up to make a difference in the world,
如果你去同你嘅子女去分享，神将来要使用佢哋改变呢个世界。
They will make a difference in the world.
佢哋将来就会改变世界。
Your family is your primary responsibility and your primary ministry.
你嘅屋企就系你主要责任所在，亦都系你主要侍奉嘅地方。
The fifth thing I want to tell you is this.
第五件，亦都系最后一件，我要同你分享嘅事。
When God answers our prayers,Do not forget to praise him always.
就是当神去应允我们祷告的时候，我们不可以忘记，我们时常都要赞美主。
Don't just thank him right after he answers your prayers.
我们不要单单在神刚刚应允我们祷告的时候，我们去感谢主。
But thank him the next day, and the next week, and the next month, and the next year.
我们要在下一日下星期、下个月同埋下一年都要感谢主。
Thank him always.
我哋要时常去感谢上帝。
I mentioned in the last broadcast about how fickle people are.
喺上一次节目当中，我曾经描述过人系几咁三心两意嘅。
And how forgetful people are.
我亦都描述过人系几咁善忘嘅。
They pray and God answers their prayers.
他们向神去祈祷，而神应允了他们的祷告。
They thank him immediately after the prayer is answered.
当祷告蒙应允的时候，他们立刻去感谢神。
But within a few short days, they dive back into their daily lives and forget to say thank you to God.
但是过了几日，当他们回到他们现实生活的时候，他们就忘记了要感谢神了。
That is why I want you to notice something very important here.
所以我想请你去注意一件非常重要的事。
Hannah went up year after year, time after time.
在祈这个祷之后， Hannah 每一年都回到圣殿当中。
And continued to say, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
继续跟神讲话，多谢你，多谢你。
Hannah constantly and regularly and for the rest of her life gave thanks to the Lord for answering her prayer.
因为神听了 Hannah 的祷告，所以 Hannah 不断一生恒切地去向神献上感谢。
Once again, our time together is over.
好抱歉地说，今日节目又完结了。
Tune in to the next broadcast and we will learn in more details.About the unspoken prayers that we find in this story about Hannah.
请你下一次继续收听我们的节目，我们要继续在 Hannah 身上学习更多有关无声的祈祷。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，下次再会。